Memorial Day travel explosion. Jim Ryan here joining us with the latest on what to expect for Memorial Day. Jim, I was surprised to see for some reason that, you know, today is really maybe the busiest day at airports.
Well, it is, yeah. And you're going to see that across the country, and especially at big, busy airports like Jackson-Hartsfield in Atlanta, where they're going to see something like 1.1 million passengers departing from that hub. Other crowded airports, DFW Airport, Denver, Los Angeles, of course, JFK. Every airport, every big airport is going to be even busier than it would be on a normal day because so many people will be traveling this year. Don't count out the highways, though, Brian, because about 37 million Americans are going on a road trip for Memorial Day. It's about 6% more than last year. In fact, all of the numbers are equating to about the third busiest Memorial Day weekend in the last 20 years.
And this is happening despite gas prices, yeah, which are climbing back up again, right?
Gas prices are up, but you're also seeing airfares coming down just a bit, and you're seeing the airlines adding some capacity, so those planes won't be quite as busy or crowded as they were before. You're also seeing on-time performance for the carriers improving in the last few months, and I think that the carriers are touting that, and that's attracting more business. But I think that obviously more people every holiday drive than fly, so you still have people loading up their cars, the trucks, the SUVs, and getting on the road starting today, Susan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.